with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Most people probably would be, because there's a lot of stuff. But if you understand something, there's less fear. You may have loathing, you know, but the fear's really not there. It's just, you know, man, can I just sidestep this stuff? Well, if you're going to engage, a lot of times you don't get to. Sean has gone down to the legislature in support of CameraFraud.com and an initiative and the concept of taking down the police state video surveillance of. Now, a lot of this stuff was put into place and done while Janet Napolitano was governor here. Now Homeland Security, you think she doesn't know exactly what is in place for them to make use of? They set the infrastructure, work the contracts, know the people. This surveillance state is just an expansion of the military-industrial whatever. You know, it's just how many big government contracts can we get? Ooh, the guy tried to blow himself up. Ooh, full body scan. Ooh. We're so lucky. We just haven't had this company right here that does it. You think this stuff is by accident? They didn't have these full body scans, you know, kind of threat level and everything doing a year or two ago because they didn't have the machine. You know, this stuff, you got the stuff ready. There will be an incident that will have a need and demand and a contract and a lobbying and a congressman and whatever to put the device in to take away more of your freedom and a crap load more of your money. That's just that, FYI, that's how it works. So here we have a young family man goes out and says, you know, I'm going to get involved, gets up against the legislature, starts to learn this. So you realize, dealing head-on with these guys, that one of their big incentives, of course, is they're not going to jeopardize all this, you know, free money that they're going to get. Because to access this, you have, I think for a state legislature, you have to get 200 $5 contributions. Special interests say, hey, absolutely. Come to our company picnic meeting, kind of whatever. Got you covered, $170,000. And all you need is 200 $5 contributions. So what's 5 times 200? I mean, it's not a lot.
$1,000.
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, 200 times 5, you know, $1,000. For $1,000, you get $170,000. Yeah, it's good work. You can get it. You know, and how many petition signatures you need for a legislative district? I don't know, 400 or 500 signatures. You know, one special interest group can muster up enough to, you know, pick a legislator, and they're going, and now you're running a principled campaign against that person. You're already a couple hundred thousand dollars in the hole. This is how it works. And guess who's one of the big lobbyists down there? Camera fraud guys. I mean, people that are doing the cameras. So once you had this realization, you know, we're going to get into it. It's a short segment here, so we need it in the next one. We'll get into it, but I want the audience to understand what Sean's dealing with. Now he's up against unlimited resources of not only the special interest but the government. If you take the special interest money out, who's the only special interest left is the government. You get it? They've taken, oh, we don't need these, we just need whoever's in control of the government. They become the largest special interest. Can you say, comrade? You know? Well, we're gonna define it more and get more into the story as we progress. In this next hour, we're going to be, you know, just walk you through to where we are now. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot worse than you think. But it's the same, I guarantee it, in your community. We'll be right back.
Oh, come on!
Hi, this is Ernest Hancock. I just learned that 800 miles from the North Pole, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is depositing caches of seeds for government and private interest. And I'm pretty sure our names aren't on that list. Our friends at Solutions from Science have created a fantastic mix of non-hybrid seeds they call the Survival Seed Bank. The Survival Seed Bank produces an endless supply of nutrient-dense food so that you have the ability to declare your independence by not being dependent on others to provide your food. Non-hybrid seeds could outperform silver and gold in the coming economic meltdown, and each Survival Seed Bank module provides you enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that will help see you and your family through a real crisis. To obtain this valuable resource for barter and food before it's too late, visit SurvivalSeedBank.com or call them directly at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Help ensure the survival of you and your loved ones. SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
The Perky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perky Light, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perky Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perky Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, we got the legislature. The biggest special interest we have now is the government. And they think they're better off. You know, we got all the special interest out of, campaign contributions. Did that happen? The special interests don't give money anymore?
No. Yeah, it has to come from an individual.
Oh, so if I line up a bunch of individuals, it's okay still?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're taking clean elections, can you take any contributions from anybody?
I'm not really sure what they do after they get the photo radar money.
Well, no, $170,000. I think I'm pretty good for a little state legislative race. Yeah. Okay, so you're talking to these people. You're not getting anywhere. You're starting to see what you're up against. You're getting an edumacation. And then what's the next level?
We filed the initiative in January of 09.
I remember when you did that. It was the beginning of legislative session. I remember Shelton and the boys down here making camera fraud background drop thing. Got from the Wrigley Mansion at the Arizona Biltmore. One of the guys there lent you a podium that you guys could use. You guys had to, so it was all set. It was a good photo op.
It was.
So, of course, you know, every legislator and their grandma wants to come up and stand in front of, yeah, I'm against photo radar. Radar bad. I mean, you couldn't, you had a waiting line for people to get behind the podium. Did you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And how full of crap are they?
Completely.
This is what I the people in the audience, I don't go from, you know, because I think I know. They'll look you in the face and lie. They just look for an opportunity because it's all about the first 24-hour to 72-hour news cycle. If they got you do a YouTube or a Google search on a legislator's name and some issue, you'll have them up there videotape of them taking the popular position and saying all the right stuff. And then what they actually do and the legislation they vote on and the stuff that they introduce and the things that they say privately and all this other stuff, not even on the radar screen. Okay. So it is a game. So I don't play that game with them anymore. I just, you know, I had in the past, I got my lesson too back in the 90s, early 90s. And I tell you, you know, oh, I get it. They'd sign affidavits, you know, pieces of paper, say, I'm in support of this and that. No, not that. And get to them, they have an opportunity to vote, boom, against it. And I'm going, wow. Okay, so you have this realization as time goes on, the initiative process starts, you guys start getting a lot of press. I mean, you have sine waves on freeway overpasses, you got hundreds of people out doing all kinds of, man, they're going, ooh, something be happening. You start collecting signatures. Do you have any idea how many signatures you collect? How many do you need?
We need 153,655.
Okay, and you got what?
We don't release the numbers of the signatures that we have because the photo radar companies will spend more money on advertising once they realize how many we have, making it harder for us to collect signatures between now and July 1st of our deadline.
Didn't they do some kind of initiative, other counter thing, kind of bleed off or confuse the issue? They did something. What was it they did?
During the state fair, when they saw how many people were signing the initiative, they got a little scared and started doing advertisements, billboards. They created a new organization called Red Means Stop. They pretended to file an initiative another initiative. They've done all kinds of nasty little tricks there.
Because you got lobbyists to deal with, you know, and these guys, they're, you know, PR firms. That's what they do. And they'll take a portion of the profits they get from whatever, and it'll be devoted and how much we got to put. It's $100,000. Well, it needs to be $200,000. Gosh darn it, we need to put $500,000 over there. We need to do $10 million because whatever it takes, we will do. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they'll have support from the man, too. Now, these contracts, how is Red Flex doing? Is it just them? Is there other companies, or is it just Red Flex here?
We have two in Arizona. We have Red Flex and American Traffic Solutions.
And who does what? Which one does what?
Well, Red Flex conducts the state highway program as well as several of the red light programs. They're an Australian-based company, American Traffic Solutions. They simply do red light programs, but they did just transfer all of Phoenix over to ATS.
Wow. Okay. So we have an Australian company. keeps getting better. Okay. So here we have Red Flex. They have headquarters here in the Valley, don't they?
Well, sure.
There's a couple of, you know, processing places, and somebody's got to do the paperwork.
They got to have a place to count the money.
All right. So now you have, you know what you're up against and who you're up against and how you're marketing to the people. You know, you go to the people and you say, you know, this is bad. You got, I would imagine, support for that. And legislators are now starting to try and make nice with you or introduce legislation, kind of giving you a pinky swear on your side this time. I mean, what?
No. They're just stalling. Always stall tactics. We're going to file a bill. We're going to do something. Right now, they're filing a bill to ban photo radar only on the state highway.
Okay, but isn't that contract supposed to go up anyway? I mean, how long did this contract go for?
It expires in September, and they're going to give the people of Arizona, through the state legislature program, the chance to vote on it 2 months after it expires.
Oh, so they have to pass something so the people have a chance to vote on it, and they can't vote on it unless we re-extend it.
Right.
Oh, those scumbags.
And they get to look like they're against photo radar when they know that every politician in the last three elections that it has been voted out that was pro photo radar.
You know, this was it's effective strategy. I mean, they do that. They've done this for ever since I've been doing this for 20 years. The only difference is that now with kind of the capabilities that we have here at Freedom's Phoenix and communicating directly with the people, you guys going on, you know, the streets, Camera Fraud doing their own stuff out there, because Camera Fraud doesn't really, as an organization, you know, they're banned. They can't come in here because they got a government number. Now, if you have campaigns, if you have government, then it's kind of in-kind contribution. Well, it's news and we have you on the show and that kind of stuff. But individuals come in, they do all kinds of signs and stuff all they want. I don't care. Knock yourself out in the Fed, man, all you want, you know, whatever they want to do. But, you know, there's not going to be a headquarters. You don't get the petitions here to sign. You don't get, you know, the meetings here. You don't have any of that stuff because I know how these guys work. They go, ooh, we're going to get some Ernie on this one. No, you're not, because I'm not playing that game. So Camera Fraud does their own stuff outside and has fun that way. And then, of course, we promote the news and stuff on Freedom's Phoenix because we can. So now you're going out and you're dealing with a legislature that understands the dynamic. For the first time, though, we have the peer-to-peer communication skills that we can tell everybody what's going on, like with this show. You have legislators that will introduce a resolution that will be to put, they call it a referendum. That means that there's several ways that something can get on the ballot. You can do an initiative to where you get enough signatures and the people can put whatever on, like doing away with photo radar. You can do a referendum from the people, which is when they pass a law, you got 90 days to collect so many signatures to say, I don't want that law, you know, on there. No, heck no. Okay. So they do that. Then you have a referendum by the legislature that means that they can put something on the ballot for the people to vote on. They're using this as a tactic to renew the contract in September because we love the people so that they have something to vote on in November. And I'm going, oh, I get it. This is good. This is good. So the real campaign would be, one, the initiative to put it on the ballot. And those that deadline is like 4th of July or something. So
First of July.
Yeah, early July. So you got that deadline to come up with a signature. Okay, boom, it's on the ballot. Then, of course, whether that gets on or not, you know, to make it moot, you know. Yeah, but really, you want initiatives passed because the way the state legislature works, it's almost impossible, like two-thirds or something, for them to change something that the people had done.
Right.
So once that gets done, man, they definitely don't want that. It'll never come back. The other thing is that you have a campaign for them not to extend this contract in September. Well, you know, the legislature is going to be done. The legislature at the latest usually gets done in June or something. So is the governor going to call them in the special session for them to specifically pass photo radar stuff? They'll redo the contract?
No, I expect them to be signing the contract and renewing the contract any day now.
Really?
Oh, sure. They just won't release it until it expires.
Oh, man, that's why we get revolutions. Okay. All right. So now you're doing the initiative. And as we're going into the 2010 election cycle, I would imagine that this issue is on the tip of somebody's tongue as we're getting into state legislative races.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell me about that.
Basically, we haven't found any state legislatures that are on our side, so we're not endorsing any of them, and we're probably going to be voting out all incumbents as we find out where they stand on photo radar, since they all voted for it and they all enacted it upon us. They're responsible for that. We're going to vote them all out.
Well, you know, they got the election computer dials, man. And, I mean, you know, you got to do what you can do.
But it worked in Chillicothe, it worked in Heath, and it worked in College Station in November.
I know. I just don't trust the man. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Okay. Now, when we come back, what I want to do is I'm going to discuss there are other methods by which you can really mess these guys up. Because if you're an experienced activist and you know all the laws and all that kind of stuff, there are other things that can be done. So when we come back, we're going to discuss those a little bit, and maybe the MP3 of this, you know, you can share with some of the other guys and just expand the thought process on how you can stick it to them with just a little bit of experience. We'll talk about it when we come back.
God knows I want to break free.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Not here and declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, Jet Lacy on the board, and oftentimes behind the mic. I mean, yeah, I know he's more popular, but, you know, we'll see if we can get him a show. Jet needs his own show because, you know, he's kind of leashed here. It's Lacy Unleashed. I mean, what it is, something like that. You know, Sean, I wanted to discuss here before we get to the bottom of the hour. There are other mechanisms by which you can really have an impact. And if you know the law, you can do a lot of different things. And it's different in each state. This is specific to Arizona. But I bet you if you read the election laws in your state, you will find a lot of these things. I mean, it's a long story. I know every single one and how it's changed, you know, because of lawsuits and whatever. But these are some, just to give you an idea, some of the things you can do here that may translate into your state, and you can research certain things like. Here in Arizona, there is a method to get a new party on the ballot. And I'm sure, you know, that has to be done in some other states, but it's different. Like in Tennessee, there's no Libertarian Party. They have to qualify as independents to get on the ballot because in Tennessee, it's against the law to have a Libertarian Party. You know, here in Arizona, it's against the law to have a communist party. So I guess, you know, you can't have freedom on one side or totalitarianism on the other. You know, this First Amendment, I get to say whatever. You know, anyway, that's another issue. Here in Arizona, to have a new party on the ballot, it's a percentage that you have to get. I give you rough numbers. It's under 15, 20,000 signatures on a petition that you don't have to. What's interesting is you don't have to get notarized or anything. It's an 8.5 by 11 sheet. You know, I mean, it's just a little sheet. I think it's 15 per page that you get people to sign. Yes, I support that this party should have representation on the ballot. Then they can select all the candidates, fill an entire slate. Now, this has happened many times. It was a Patriot Party behind Bo Greitz. You had the Natural Law Party, Dr. Hagelin. You had the Green Party when they did Nader. You had, I mean, there's a lot of other parties, you know, the United We Stand Party, Perot thing. I mean, there's all kinds of other parties that have done this, that they go get like 15,000 signatures, 20,000, whatever it is, and they qualify to have a full slate of candidates to be on the ballot. You know, that's doable. Okay. How many camera fraud tickets they do a day? I mean, people, and this has happened with other issues. I remember in the 90s, they were really doing a lot of gun control stuff and everything. And we had talked about it and had a lot of meetings and militia groups and Second Amendment advocates and NRA people. And I made that suggestion. I go, look, all you got to do is have the, you know, Second Amendment party, you know, the Tea Party or whatever you want to call it, and it be focused on one issue. Protection of Second Amendment rights, how many people do you think would sign the petition? Even better, how many people would register as a member of that party? If you get 2/3 of 1%, it's about 17, 20,000 people now the population here in registrations. If you get about 17,000 people to register in your party, you get permanent ballot status equal to the Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians in the state. So if you had camera fraud, if you had a Second Amendment party, if you had, and it came up again, they were hammering on the adult entertainment industry. Oh, you're too close and you can't, and this and that, and all, you can't because. Well, you know, they contacted, you know, libertarians. I was county chair. They're going, oh, what can you? I said, look, how long do you think it would take for you guys to get members of a party or at least sign petitions to be a new party by naked women? I'm just wondering. You could do it in a weekend, you know, at all the strip clubs or something here. I'm going, you know, just let them know you're ready to start another political party, and I guarantee you they will leave you alone. Well, that took about a month. So they went away. But the lobbyists don't want that. The lobbyists go, no, you need to pay me $60,000 for me to go lobby and this and that. No, and it's just been ouch, quit it, back and forth, just like the NRA does. They love having these kinds of controversy. Half the time, they're behind the gun control legislation so that they could raise money to be against it. You think I'm kidding? Man, we'll do a whole NRA show one of these days. I'll tell you stories and curl your hair. So now we have the adult entertainment industry, you know, thwarted, you know, an attempt to put them out of business. You have Second Amendment stuff. You know, that threat here in Arizona did that. Now you have camera fraud. So there's options. You can say, all right, you want to do away with camera fraud? You get five guys. You go down and file the Secretary of State, do a political action committee or whatever it is to start a new party. You have a chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer at large or something like that. You fill out the paperwork. You start circulating. Within a month or two, you'd have a new party. Run an entire slate of candidates. If they get more than 5% for the top office, which would be governor, you get continuing ballot status to the next time, regardless if anybody registers in your party or not. If they're, you know, real, just got, you know, three of them in the mail, they might register as an anti-camera fraud party. So these are just some of the options that you have. If you're serious and you really, oh, you want to give them what for, now you can have candidates as a libertarian, since we have ballot status, and the petitions you need to get on the ballot is a percentage of registration. So if you are, let's say we're looking at the numbers yesterday, if you're a Republican, you run a statewide office for U.S. Senate or governor, you need 4,000 or 5,000 signatures. And then, of course, a bunch more to make sure you didn't get challenged. You know how many libertarians need? 85.
Too easy.
No, it's not. It's a percentage. It's equal protection clause. It's constitutional. Whatever the deal is, they get. It's a deal we get. Now, I didn't make the law.
They just made it easy for you.
I know. We'll make it harder, but then it'll be harder for them.
That's right.
You see, it's just a game. So these are the kind of options that you may have in your community. When we come back, we'll talk with Sean. You know, what might he do? What might he do? You keep messing with the people, there's always a way to, for freedom to leak out between the fist of tyranny. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already moved. Toured.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen. keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Sean Dow. You know, it's the old music, the protest music from the 60s and 70s, so much apply. Because you're dealing with the same kinds of issues, same kind of people, same type of tyranny. And there was a pushback from the people back then. They realized that they had to go to the street. There wasn't an alternative media. There wasn't another way to express yourself. And it just became so untenable what they were trying to do that they had to, you know, shine it up. They took that turd and they shined it. They went to MythBusters and they said, "How do you shine a turd, man?" So they went through it. Well, now we're in a situation to where if your goal is freedom, activism, you have different options available to you. And that's a lot of what we do. If you are a legislator or an activist that's for a, you know, a party or a collective, or you look at things differently. How am I going to use this issue to further my political career? How am I going to use this issue to get more voter registrations for my party? How am I going to use this issue to do what, you know, other than how am I going to correct this issue? You know, what is your goal? Is it to get more Campaign for Liberty participants, more Ron Paul people in the Republican Party, get elected for a legislative seat you want to run for? Is it, I mean, you see my point? So I'm going, what is your goal? If your goal is the elimination of the cameras, then you need to open up possibilities. And one of those possibilities is to do what this country was very familiar with in last century. It's like the Republican Party came in on the abolition of slavery. Now, you know, this is the kind of, you know, single issues. And what happened is they changed the system in such a way to support not the opportunity for the people to express themselves, but them to do it through this, like, fifth branch of government being, you know, political parties. So this show in MP3 form will be sent out to the planet, and a lot of people that's involved in this issue on both sides of it will hear this. And I'll tell you, I'll help. I'll encourage. I'll walk through, you know, and just show you where to look in the law. And it's going to be you guys' responsibility. And you're going to have to come up with, you know, a group of five people to do this, or you do it. But, I mean, even the threat that you would use this issue to create an entirely new party, that's pretty easily done, especially when you already got people out there collecting signatures anyway, that you get a camera fraud ballot status party for this election to run candidates on a single issue. What's your view on abortion? Eliminate cameras. What's your view on tax? We don't need the cameras. Or what's your view on four-pump cameras? Camera, 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 camera. Vote for me, do wait, camera. You do that, and I guarantee there will be consternation. What will happen? I have no idea, but I look forward to finding out. So
how about we file a none of the above party?
Nah, it's too open, man. that definitely would work. You know,
you think anybody would vote for the none of the above ticket?
Yeah, you know, that's a popular, and that's been thought of before. In fact, we had one guy. It was we had a story on Freedom's Feast. A guy in Russia changed his name to none of the above. In Russia, you know, or Ukraine or whatever it was. And so, yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's, but, you know, but you're not, you have to make it clear that it's for or against a specific thing. And none of the above is just against them being there, not really for something. So if you do none of the above, well, none of the above, why? Well, because then you got another level of explanation you got to do, but it'd be popular.
Keeps the conversation going.
Yeah, I know it'd be popular. Boy, you definitely, yeah, that even scare me more. But you know, but you can understand my point. If you have a specific thing that you're concerned with, because they did this for women's vote, they did it for civil rights, they did it for you. It was always a single issue. Is there, you know, well, that's just a litmus test for a single, yeah. Because that's what we want to correct. All this other stuff, we're not worried. We'll do this one now. So the police surveillance video photo state, you know, and, you know, good issue. If you want to do the none of the above thing, yeah, boy, you got a wider net to cast on that one. But you see the power of it. So I think, you know, what do you think of that?
Let's get some volunteers. Let's see if we can get it started.
I know, no, we nothing. You, my buddy, because I'm dang, I got enough to do. But, you know, it's good to understand the law. And I would be very interested to see, because you are a precinct committeeman inside the party. Don't you have a state convention coming up?
Yeah, we have the county convention on Saturday and the state convention on the 26th.
Ooh, what if you had a flyer and all the chairs saying, you know, all we need, here's the, you know, I wouldn't even say anything. I would just take out of the ARS Title 16 where it has new part, you know, the law.
Just print the law.
Hey, we can do this. You know, yeah, you do that. And I guarantee, man, they'll be going, what does this mean? Really? Is that all they got to do? We need to change the law.
They would actually have the chairman stand up and tell everybody to throw that piece of paper away. They've done it before.
Pay no attention to this particular piece of paper. You know,
it
the thing
exist.
Is, the mentality of these people is that they really think they can do that. We had that. We used to have a newspaper box in front of the federal building. Of course, they made everybody else take theirs. We refused to take ours down, and they got a court thing. Finally, we got our newspaper box right in front of the court buildings after the Oklahoma City bombing. Oh, we ought to take all these boxes. It could be a bomb. I go, nope, not doing it. Nope. The exercise of the First Amendment from the federal building is the only thing that's protecting you against the exercise of the Second Amendment. So for protection of your employees, we will not take that box down. And they went, damn it, man, that's a good argument. So we had this box there for a long time until they built a new federal building. And then that one just disappeared. We don't know what happened to that. But we put fully informed jury flyers in there. There was a big case that was going on that we were working on, and they were printed on orange paper. The judge actually said, pay no attention to the orange flyers out there in the box. So we went and bought a whole ream of the multicolored papers, so it was purple and green and red. Seriously? I mean, you know, you guys are killing me. And the thing is that they think this way. They think they control. You have people that come in, and a lot of them, like you're saying, you have all these Ron Paul supporters that are now involved in the Republican Party. They don't react the same way. You know, they've got a guy at the chair sitting at the top telling them they have to or can't. It has the exact opposite effect. So what kind of activities do you think, like Campaign for Liberty, and so because Campaign for Liberty has encouraged people to be involved inside the party. You know, what kind of influence do they have inside the Republican Party here in Arizona? And by numbers, I mean, is there a percentage? Is there other influences? Are people coming around? Tell me about it.
Well, it's hard to get a percentage because most Ron Paul Republicans like their anonymity. They like their privacy. They like to be left alone. So they don't advertise themselves as Ron Paul Republicans. They just talk about the Constitution and vote the way they want to vote.
Well, is there a kowtowing at all from the party? Because now in we're going to need to talk about this victory 2010 thing. Okay. How was that perceived by you guys?
As theft, theft of power, theft of money, theft of control. It was perceived as a top-down attempt to try to control everything in politics.
It was and it kind of came from the machine, you know, probably like guys behind McCain and so on, but it's just, I mean, he's just a front. I mean, it's just, you know, them. And there was an attempt to create a kind of parallel organization that would use all the resources of the Republican Party, their offices, even the offices of candidates. And they would use these resources to provide them a platform to do what they wanted, which was all the money had to go to this special division with a separate bank account at a separate bank with executive directors that were paid $9,500 a month and all this kind of stuff, an entire party infrastructure that would use the party, but the precinct committeemen and the parties and convention and all that would have no say. It was just a total hijacking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was presented to me, and we did a show on it. And it caused a consternation inside the party. They were like, first, they're mad at me. How did I even know about it? But it's even more important is how did I not? I mean, I got it from 15 gazillion directions. And the thing was, is that in the past, they were able to do these kind of, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Somebody else is doing it. I don't have to worry about it. But there were people from like the Ron Paul people that understood what it meant. It meant they didn't get a say. They went through this entire precinct committee election convention process thing for nothing, that it was all controlled from a central plan somewhere, and that they were going to provide the resources to make it cheaper for them to do it and screw them. Mm-hmm. And they go, that was bad, right? Yes, it was. Especially they tried to do it a few weeks between Christmas and New Year's and just a few weeks before your conventions. And I'm going, how obvious does it have to get? Well, you know they're going to come back with the plan B.
Oh, sure, but they won't be able to get it through before the conventions so that we the PCs don't get to vote on it. That's what the attempt was with the victory plan, was to get it passed and done before the convention so nobody would ever get a say on it.
You know, the one thing that I want to, the thing that they were doing this didn't surprise me, because they always do this. Every year you're going to have this. These guys do the same thing every time. And get used to it, they're going to do it again. The what was interesting and what was so blatant and what was so ew is the fact that they were going to use all the resources of the state party to fund their little thing with the sanction of the executive committee or board or whatever it is to do it. And without the consent or involvement of the activists that, you know, bust butt all this time. And I'm going, you know, what did you think was going to happen? Of course they do this, and they're going to do it. But they wanted to cut their costs and use the Republican Party headquarters, the campaigns. And I'm going, wow, because they even said in the document, to meet our budget of $3 million that they want, just to, I don't pay whatever, for $3 million, they're not going to be able to raise the money in state. And we are counting on our stakeholders, meaning the incumbent congressmen and the two senators, for them to have their special interest money kind of flow over here just a little bit. And they say that. This is the kind of politics that you're dealing with. That's why I got to ask you, what the hell are you doing inside the Republican Party anyway? What is it that you're hoping to accomplish? Who you got legislators that are advocating for freedom and all this kind of stuff? You got, you know, the party doing it? Are they screwing the members? Are they? I mean, I can see going in there to have some influence or to change people or to recruit people into or something like that. But, you know, you dance with the devil, you don't change him. So what are you doing?
I stand in the meetings, I observe and report, and I say no. I stand up to the crap that they try to pull on us, and I let people know what it is they're doing. Somebody has to stand in that Republican Party and tell them, no, you can't violate my constitutional rights anymore. Somebody has to do it, and I have no problem with standing in that room with those people and telling them no. I don't care what they think. It doesn't bother me. They can chat all they want. The truth of the matter is they're the ones that allowed the Constitution to become degraded, not me.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's doing it. I've got somebody's doing it. Yeah. So you got Sean Dow in there doing it. So, okay, I'll give you props for that. So the thing is that, you know, we have a lot of the activists here that are involved. You know, last night we had a meeting. There's probably, I don't know, a couple dozen people here. We're just kind of the core. We're talking what we're going to do thing. And probably, God, man, 20% of the people there are precinct committee men in the Republican Party. It kind of surprised me. You know, a lot of these people are activists that, you know, do this kind of stuff. And they went in kind of starry-eyed, you know, at first, thinking that they're going to. But then they started, and I didn't discourage them. I just go, look, you're going to learn on your own. You don't need me. It's going to become really obvious. You know, you're going to. And they got that understanding. What kind of impact you guys being there are having on the traditional, you know, it's more like a social club, you know, the elderly that have been there, they go to these just to say hey to their friends, and they read books and do knitting while they're sitting at, I mean, I've seen them do it, you know. So they do it in the Libertarian Party, you know, they sit there with their legs crossed, afraid to go to the bathroom. They come back, they're elected to something, you know. That's because us, we don't care, we don't want the ring. But there, you know, it's a whole different thing, man. They really want to be in these positions. What kind of influence are you having with these individuals in convention? Because you're coming up to another convention, what, this weekend?
Yeah, we're voting on a resolution by the Maricopa County Republicans to support and endorse H.R. 1207. That's probably the biggest influence that we've been able to accomplish in this.
The Fed, in the Fed, well, the Fed audit.
The audit of the Fed. Yeah.
So that is Maricopa County. First is the county convention. Then the right. Following week, they have the state convention. All the counties come together. Maricopa County Convention, in, you know, many years, it's usually at least 700, 1,200 people.
Yeah, it's a big event.
Yeah, no, it's an enormous event. And, of course, we always make sure we got DVDs for windshields. Because we can. So we have this weekend, this comes up, the people sitting in convention, they're going to try and be controlled. You're going to have guys standing up on the lectern saying what you gotta and you can't and you should. And then they do little pieces of paper, slates of candidates and things that they're going to do. They just tell them that this is what we're going to do. And that has worked in the past. They just, yes, and boss, whatever I, you know, what am I supposed to do? And, but you guys being in there for like, you know, at least two conventions coming up into this, You got to have had some kind of influence, either people dropping out of the participation of the party, coming on your side, vehemently coming out more aggressive against you. What impact have you had?
I think this is going to be the first county convention that no debate will be allowed. They've eliminated debate on any of the resolutions that are passing.
Oh, time out, man. Okay. Says who? I mean, is that the county rules? They came in, they had a little committee, and, you know, we're going to have an up-down vote and all this stuff. There's no debate.
Correct. And I think that's a direct reflection on the new constitutional-based Ron Paul Republicans coming in, not wanting them to speak and speak their minds and spread the message of freedom in the middle of their convention.
Wow, you might have to express yourself in other ways. The mind soars. Wow, seriously? Okay, so then they got similar rules going into the state convention?
I haven't seen the state convention rules yet. They haven't put those out yet.
You can see from the look on my face, I'm like, so what the hell are you guys doing with these? I mean, if you're going to be making...
Cause and effect, brother.
And that's what you should be doing, because, man, if they aren't making it easy to do it. Well, wow. You know, more revelations when we come back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, Sean Dow in studio, and Jet Lacey on the board. We'll be right back.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
In constant sorrow.
seen sorrow, I've seen trouble all my days.
Sean's like, what the heck is going on?
I'm confused.
It just turned into a variety show. What do you know?
Ernie and Jed are standing, dancing, taking off clothes. I'm nervous. Help me.
Yeah, we're just having fun. You know, I tell you, as much as all the, oh, God, the pain and suffering. But, you know, the thing is that if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. And that's why we seriously, because what's the feedback that you get? What's the enjoyment you have in advocating for freedom? You know, it's not like, you know, tons of money starts coming. Well, you know, we started to see a change in that during, you know, Ron Paul's campaign. We started to see in a lot of the funding that we have and the support that we get and stuff. It doesn't really come from a lot of money, though. I mean, we keep things really, you know, we're in the corner of a warehouse back, no address, kind of nobody find us kind of thing. It's just the way we like it. But so it's cheap. I tell you, the rent for this place for an entire year was about, I think it was like $10,000. And we raised that. We have a place to do what we want for a year. Okay, we can do that. So we did, you know. Then, of course, we got utilities and everything we have to keep raising money for. But then equipment, somebody will donate this and they'll donate that. And we got guys working in, you know. So it's really not a lot of money, but it's not free. Now, you know, there is quite a bit of money it's probably more than you think, but it's not undoable. But it would take that just for what we spend on this place and what we do for a year might fund a month's salary for a couple of these guys. You know, the bad guys, money is, it just flows like water, but it's starting to get dry. And the thing is because they lack the support. And they've created an environment in this country that you can't even get the special interest to afford to even advocate for their interest unless they're really big scumbags. You know, the banks, military industrial complex, the failing state and everything. You know, the government, the clean elections, you know, this kind of stuff is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So who becomes a special interest? The government does, to perpetuate its own existence, its own power to do. And it's just a direct feed. It's like foreign aid going to Israel, where they use a lot of the money to come back by congressmen to get more foreign aid. Now, I mean, this is not like a big secret. So that's why libertarian philosophy is like, can I just keep my money and you not be giving it to anybody? That's just mine. I thought the government was there to protect you, people not stealing from me. I FYI, I vote that way. So this kind of future and the positive feedback that we get comes from not really money. It doesn't come from glory. It doesn't come from a lot. It comes from having fun. It comes from a sense of justice. And if you can add on that, some entertainment. You know, it's like instead of watching, you know, 300 channels and nothing to watch, I go spend an hour or two, go to a meeting, hang with my friends, drink some beer, beer was consumed yesterday. There had to be beer runs. But, you know, to do that, that's the way to do it. So, camera fraud, are you guys having fun?
We have more fun than anyone in the state. We're always having fun.
You know, and I have seen a lot of your events, you know. I'm not having enough fun today. I'm going to go camera fraud thing. So, you know, I'm glad you guys are there. I'm glad you're inside. I just think it's very important that you understand the mechanism, the structure by how they're doing this, the laws that give you the opportunity, and just the law of nature. You can just, you know, no, say no. That, you know, this, there's so much more opportunity to free minds out here to have fun, to have an impact, but to go in without understanding just how the system is engineered against you, it takes the fun out. So as long as you know it, well, then it can stay fun.
Hey, you taught us well.
So you just keep having fun, and we're going to keep supporting. Oh, you see how it goes? We'll have more fun tomorrow here in Declare Your Independence. We'll see you then.
Introducing the new GoPro.